He joins us from the Waratahs. He's one of their young guns, and I tell you what, he could have a big 2020. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, Alex Newsom.
Cheers, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, first off, because I don't know if you just heard that little chat, Laurie Daly, he doesn't have Twitter, he doesn't have Facebook, nothing, but we've got him on Instagram. Mate, have you got any advice or tips for him? He wants to get the profile up, the likes up, just everyone chiming in and sussing out what he's doing.
Oh, mate, I'm not big on the socials myself, but I hear it's all about the content laws, so...
All right, yeah.
I don't know, mate, up the content.
Just keep getting the good photos.
Yeah, keep posting, mate. I'm sure you and Dave have got some funny videos you can upload.
Yeah, something, surely, mate. Are you going to get the rig out, Loz?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, jeez. All right. Alex, the Waratahs, we'll just sidestep that one, mate. Tough year last year. You're on the verge of something, and it must be exciting to be a part of this young group.
Yeah, it is, mate. Last year was disappointing for us. We had a good side last year with this, you know, a few older heads coming to join us with Adam Ashley Cooper, and obviously before the whole thing happened with Izzy. That was a bit of a disappointment for us, but a bit of a change in the guard now. We've had a few of our most experienced Wallabies move on, and a few exciting young guys that have come through the junior Wallabies and whatnot joining the squad. So, yeah, it's an exciting group.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for the Waratahs. Obviously, older group of players have moved on. Those new players that you've just mentioned are a part of the squad. But also now you've got a new coaching staff with Rob Penny in charge. Tell us a little bit about Rob's coaching philosophy and what he's brought to the group so far.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with Rob. He sort of came, started pre-season and just sort of spent the first little while just, you know, getting to know all the players himself. Obviously, we've got really good assistant coaches in Chris Whittaker and Matt Cobain, who run a lot of the trainings, and Rob, while obviously stamping his little way he wants the Waratahs to play going forward on the group, I was really impressed by his communication and just the way he got to know the group and before steering us in the direction he wants us to go in 2020. So yeah, he's a good fella, and he's encouraged us to play some expansive rugby, so hopefully it's an attractive brand that you guys will see this year.
What about Michael Hooper? Look, he stood down from captain, but he's still a leader within the group. How do you see that affecting his game? Are you expecting really big things from Hoops and the other spiritual leaders in the Tahs this season?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm quite excited for him. I mean, captaining both at state level and then national level, I imagine would be quite a big job and quite draining. So I'm excited for him. In the fact that he can now really focus on his footy. He's the best leader that I've ever played under. He's been captain in our country since he was 22, I think. So he's a special player, and I'm excited for him to step back to that role, and also for Rob Simmons, who's going to lead us forward this year. He's played 100 tests for Wallabies himself, so he's very experienced. But yeah, it'll be exciting to watch Hoops without that. All the off-field stuff that goes with captaincy as well. So, I think he's in for a big year.
You've got a great opportunity to show everyone what the Waratahs are about this season. You take on defending champions Crusaders in round one of the competition this weekend. Why do you believe you'll beat them this weekend? What gives you the confidence that you've been doing in the off-season?
Loz, I think we've just got a really good energy about the group. As we were talking about before with our young guys, I think the benefit of having an exciting, young, talented group is that there's a lot of guys there who are out to prove a point. A few guys there who haven't made their Super Rugby debut, and as a result, the energy and the competitiveness in training has been really good. I think the boys have got the confidence that we can beat Crusaders coming off a win against them last year. I'm excited to see the boys rise to the occasion because it's going to be a challenge. They've obviously won the Super Rugby the last couple of years, so they are the benchmark of the competition.
All right, what about the year ahead? I know you go to Newcastle for round two. I mean, it's good to get out of Sydney. I know, obviously, you're not playing at Allianz, but you're going to be getting around the state?
Yeah, mate, I'm really excited about it. I know a few of our members around the eastern suburbs and close to Allianz won't be as happy, but I went up to Armidale a couple of weeks ago, and we're taking the game up to Tamworth, similar to, I think, what the West Tigers do each year.
Yeah, you're a Glen Innes boy, aren't you?
Glen Innes boy, yeah.
That's right.
And that's all anyone up there could talk about, you know. Like, I think it's at the end of March, March 21st is our game in Tamworth. So really excited for all our country members, and, you know, we're taking the game to Wollongong as well as Newcastle. So all our regional members are really excited to take a really high-quality level of rugby out there. I was saying to someone before, like, taking Super Rugby to Tamworth, it could be the first and last time Super Rugby ever gets played there. So, yeah, I think it's really exciting.
Everyone starts off the season and they have their own personal goals and what they want to achieve, Alex. What are some of yours this year?
Big one for me, probably first and foremost, team goal would be, you know, to win the bloody thing. I think we've got a really good group, and a couple of, as I said, young group, but a couple of really key leaders in the group as well. I'd really like to see us have some success this year after the disappointment last year. Personally, I think always, you know, anyone playing rugby in Australia, their goal is to play for Wallabies. So I think it's definitely one of my goals in the near future. This will be my fourth year playing Super Rugby now, so I'm certainly looking to make that step up in my own career.
Talking of the Wallabies, Dave Rennie recently announced as coach of the Wallabies. He was in town. Did he address the Waratahs at all?
Briefly, yeah. He came in last week, I think it was, and he just spent a day at training, watching us go about our day. He sat in on a few meetings and watched us train as well. He said a quick g'day to the lads, but it wasn't too influential. He just wanted to observe, I think. But I've heard really good things from Dave Rennie, from guys who have been coached by him, and obviously he's coached the Chiefs to a lot of success over there. So I think it's not just internal in the Waratahs, but from a national sense, it's going to be exciting with a few new faces there as well.
Green and gold one day, mate.
I hope that's the goal, mate. That's the goal.
Beautiful. Before you go, I've got to ask it, mate. Look, Israel Folau, he signed on over there in France. It's been the main news story this morning on this program. He was in a similar position on the field to you. He obviously departed from that TAR squad and rugby. What's your take on him moving on, mate, and signing over there?
I won't comment on all the sort of thing that went down with him and the RU and whatnot, but I found Izzy to be a great bloke. Obviously, a young outside back. I idolised him. Playing with him for the last 3 years, he really helped my game. And to be honest, I'm excited to see him playing footy again. I think it's going to be, I bet you blokes are excited to see him back playing league. And no doubt, you know, wherever he finds his feet, he's going to do well. So I'll be following his progress, that's for sure.
All right, mate. Well, we really appreciate you coming on the program this morning. Hopefully the Tars have a big year. Look, Newcastle, round two. That's where we've got a lot of people that listen to this program that are Novocastrians. So make sure you get out and support the Waratahs. That's going to be huge, mate, and go well this year.
Cheers. Thanks, fellas.